Okay.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
This is our third class. It's our third time together. It feels like longer. It feels like we've been doing this longer. I don't know. I feel like that.
I do, too. That last interval didn't seem like it was 2 weeks. I mean, it didn't seem like it's been 2 weeks since we've been here.
Yeah.
So it's great to see you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's great to see you on Facebook and to have updates and hear your sharing. I like it. I like getting to be connected in that way.
I hope you really do too. I've never really done Facebook much, so yeah. Kind of new learning.
Yeah. I'm not a big Facebook fan, you know, and I don't. Part of me doesn't want to like. Promote more time on Facebook. You know what I mean? But I really appreciate being connected. It seems like a good way to be connected during the week, and I appreciate it, so I hope that you do too. So, in a minute, I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give you guys each an opportunity to check in and tell us where you are, and I'll give you some specific questions, guidelines for your time. But the first thing I want to say is just to touch in on fear and all the many ways that it shows up as terror and self-doubt and I have nothing to say and I don't know and all the different ways that it shows up for us, and a few of you have expressed it showing up. And so a couple things I want to remind you of is that fear, like one is that that is a good thing. It's a signal that you're on the right track, right? And that it demonstrates that you're doing something important and valuable and stepping into new territory. Like you said, you're on new ground. And so that's right. That's exactly right. That when you step into new ground, some fear is going to show up, and it's going to, you know, we each have, it shows up differently for each of us, and like we have these egos, and these ways that we are in the world. And when we kind of start to break out of it and do something different and do something new, the part that wants us to stay is going to fight back. So we get to be in relationship with that. And that's a good thing. We get to do it together. And so I want to, one is to invite you to revisit the affirmations and just really look at them and see like which one really speaks to you. And I also was thinking like sometimes affirmations just aren't the thing. Like the affirmation is so far away from what you actually believe about yourself that it's like, you say, I'm a confident and powerful speaker, and, you know, your voice inside just says, like, yeah, whatever, you know, not true. Like, if it's so far away from what you actually believe about yourself, it's not gonna be effective. It's gonna feel really far away. And so you can reframe it. Like, one thing you might try is, if I'm a confident and powerful speaker, it feels too far away, you could say, it's possible. It's possible that someone it's possible that someone who is terrified of speaking can deliver a confident and powerful talk. You know, it's possible that someone. It's possible that a middle-class Protestant girl who didn't speak for her entire childhood can say something that impacts her audience. It's possible. So consider, like, what is it for you? Or it could be, I am completely terrified of public speaking and certain that I am completely terrified of public speaking and convinced that I have absolutely nothing to say and certain that if I get up on stage, I will utterly and irreversibly embarrass myself. But I still love and honor myself deeply. You know, like no matter what, I love myself and I am good. So whatever it is that can kind of start to reprogram the things we believe to be true, But we just want to like get a wedge under. We can get so rigid in those beliefs about ourselves, and so just whatever it takes to get a wedge under those beliefs, and however it works for you. So play with it. Play with how to reframe it for yourself. And if something you say makes you cry, you're probably on the right track. Or if it makes you laugh, you're on the right track. Like it's because it's like you're contradicting the thing that you have believed for a long time. And if you, once you start to get the wedge, some feelings might show, which is awesome. The other thing is a quote from Marianne Williamson: "When we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So really, like, if you're really willing to step, you know, meet it and liberate yourself. It doesn't mean liberating yourself from your fear doesn't mean it's going to go away. It just means you're not going to be a captive. It's not going to, you're not going to be controlled by it or held captive by it. And when you allow yourself to be liberated from that fear, you're really doing it. You're doing it in service of yourself and also of others, because it creates a space for someone else to liberate themselves from their fear. So those are just some pearls of wisdom from my own journey of my own fear of speaking, which I still live with daily. So take that with you, however it serves you, and stay in relationship. Like, stay in relation. Oh, the other thing is to stay in action. Like, stay in action. Keep moving forward. Keep taking imperfect action. Say the wrong thing. Write a shitty story. You know, write a shitty first draft, and just like put stuff out there. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. So don't let the fear stop you, but keep moving forward in spite of it. And that's going to start to teach the fear a different lesson. You know, let it know that, like, yeah, I'm actually not captive. You're not controlling me. I'm in the driver's seat. So keep moving forward, no matter how uncomfortable it is, or how like ugh, it feels, or how. Stay in action. See. Any thoughts or reflections on fear, and how? Anything you've noticed or figured out that you want to share with the group, briefly?
I have experienced a continuous concern about thinking that I know how others feel. You know, like, I've got a clear idea of who my audience is, I just don't mm-hmm. know if my audience is actually going to show up. Mm-hmm. And to presume that, well, you're my audience because you happen to be sitting there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, 'cause it, as I think about like what we're going to do at the culmination of all this, which I think is a speech.
Yeah.
The individuals aren't signing up to hear my message. You know, they're not reading it in the paper going, damn, I want to hear that.
Right.
So.
But we're inviting people.
We're inviting people, yeah. And, you know, depending on, because some, you know, you might have a very specific audience in mind, and this is a little bit of a different situation. So we could say, I could say, imagine that you are a group of school teachers,
yeah.
You know, or imagine that you are this. Like, I can invite the audience to be the audience that you want them to be. So.
Yeah, okay, and that's good to know.
Yeah.
I do, because some of us, many of us, I think, have kind of similar threads
uh-huh.
of our message, and there's a little part of me that's afraid the audience is going to feel like they just got hit by Dr. Phil's limousine.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, so wow, that was a lot of that
right.
kind of thread.
Yeah,
we all drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
but it's a good thread. I mean, it's very meaningful,
yeah.
and it's a thread because it's basic to human experience.
Right.
Right.
And, well, you know, the audience is also coming. What did you say?
And all the individual stories.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's never this. A thread's a thread. It's not the same. Really. It's a mosaic.
It's part of the question.
Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off.
No.
That's a really funny way of saying that. I'm going to get my Dr. Phil.
Right. And this, you know, what we're creating is really, it's for you guys to have the, you know, because it's not necessarily the audience that you're going to want to speak to.
Yeah.
It might be some people, you know, individuals, right. But so it's a little, we're setting up a situation that, and we'll frame it, like I'll frame it with them so that they are your audience and it is for you guys to get up there and have the practice,
okay.
Which isn't always the case.
Yeah.
So I wanted to comment on fear.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of cultivating my fear, purposely and not purposely, because I find whenever I imagine myself on at Mackey Auditorium, the fear just comes right up. I mean, it's visceral. It's in the core of my being. And when I first started to think about that and felt that, I was like, holy shit, I'm really afraid to do this. But another part of me really wants to do it as well. So I've been cultivating it as an exciting energy. Because every time I think about it, I feel it really strongly. So I'm like, oh, good. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it'll manifest, you know, what it'll bring for me.
Yeah.
But at least I'll find out on this little stage first.
Yeah.
And it's great to just get to know it, get to know it, and get familiar with it, so that it's not this enemy that
scary.
Comes up like ah,
yeah.
But it's like oh, there it is,
there it is.
And to get to know with it, and get to know it, and get familiar with it, and make friends with it, really.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna serve you
right.
Rather than shut you down.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is go around and hear where you are really specifically on your talks, on your core message, your call to action, your audience, and also your the three things that they need to know, your audience needs to know to decide to do your call to action. And we haven't spent so much time on that. I sort of threw it in at the end of last class. So if you haven't gotten there yet, that's totally fine. But we'll start to kind of put our heads in that direction. And the thing I want to say about that is it's called reverse engineering. It's called reverse engineering to think about, okay, this is what my audience wants. This is what I want my audience to do when they walk out. So you have to figure out these are the things they need to know in order to choose that. And these are the things I want them to feel in order to choose that. And then you get to engineer your talk. You really are an engineer. You're building a talk. You're building it so that to reach a certain end. You're not just getting up there to talk because it feels good and so then you feel good about yourself and, you know, you really are having an impact, creating change. I actually just heard a talk today that was incredibly powerful and that she said, I want you to walk out of this room different than when you came in. She said, I want to change your life today. In the next 40 minutes, I'm going to change your life. And she said it with heart and vulnerability, not with arrogance and power, but with a great deal of heart and vulnerability. So I was like, okay, change my life. You know, I want to walk out different too. Like, I feel like when I hear, I think sometimes we get caught in like, oh, I don't want to manipulate the audience. I don't want to be manipulative or, you know. But like when I hear a talk that impacts me in that way and it causes me to change something or think something differently or take an action, I am grateful that I have been called to do that action. So you're not manipulating manipulating the audience. You're providing a service, and you're just taking them on the road. You're guiding them on the pathway to get to the thing you want to do. So you have to craft and engineer this so that they will get to the thing you want them to do. And it's tricky and hard and artful and skill. You know, it's a skill and an art and to figure that out. So just keep kind of putting, it's kind of like turning the whole talk around. Here's what I want them to do, and like, here's what they need to do to get there. And some ways to think about it are like, here's the problem, here's the cause of the problem, here's the solution. So they need to know what the problem is, they need to know why the problem is there, and they need to know your solution for it. Right? Or here's how it used to be in the past, here's how it is now, here's how it could be in the future if you do this thing. So those are a couple ways.